The 12th century German mystic Hildegard of Bingen has recently been declared a saint after a 900-year delay. But was she also a great composer, as many believe? The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns finds out.
Greatness can be hard to pin down from a distance of so many centuries. Hildegard of Bingen was surely a remarkable historic figure, forming her own Rhineland Abbey when women didn't assume such leadership roles. She had visions that were recorded in fantastical paintings and wrote hundreds of liturgical songs that have only recently been recorded comprehensively by the medieval music group Sequentia. In modern times, Hildegard has been a feminist icon, the namesake of a chamber music organization and publishing company in Philadelphia during the 1980s and 90s, before women composers became the majority, as they are now. Behind all that is music that's more than a quaint relic.
She wrote surprising and very daring Latin texts, and she set them to even more daring melodies, and quite virtuosic at times.
That's Benjamin Bagby of Sequentia, which gives an all-Hildegard concert on Wednesday, January 29th at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
She had an idea of why she wanted certain words or certain phrases or certain images to be set in an unusual or attention-grabbing way.
Performances walk many fine lines. Unlike Gregorian chant, Hildegard's music, though sacred in content, is not designated prayer. Performers and audience were often one and the same, Hildegard and her fellow nuns. Charisma may not have had a place in Hildegard performance, though Barbara Thornton, Bagby's deceased wife, was a unique case.
Barbara, when she was singing Hildegard, did kind of go into a state of possession sometimes. Certainly many of us witnessed that she would kind of leave her own person behind and enter something else for brief periods of time. The texts definitely moved her very deeply.
Bagby's current Sequentia ensemble, heard on the new recording Celestial Hierarchy, replicates the sort of intergenerational females that Hildegard lived with, from young widows to elders.
They're all excellent singers, but some of them are rather new to this. Some of them are red hot in the middle of it, and some of them have been doing it for 30 years.
After spending so much time studying this fascinating personality, would one want to have dinner with her? And what would that be like?
I don't think that she was interested in things like information, and very possibly she would speak in a way that would seem to us mysterious or evasive, or using images that don't make sense. They were interested in expressing what they sensed.
Unless she had a migraine, the sort that seems to have accompanied her visions, some renderings of her appear as though her hair is on fire. Well, sainthood has its price.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.